All right, now let's talk about COX-2 inhibitors. Celebrex is the only drug right now. The idea was that it was supposed to have fewer side effects, but what they found out is that it might have fewer GI side effects, but they tend to have more cardiovascular side effects. And that's why Vioxx was taken off the market. It caused hypertension and was associated with quite a few people getting heart attacks and a few people dying. All right, acetaminophen. Acetaminophen works by inhibiting COX, but it only does so in the brain. Now, because of that, it cannot reduce inflammation. All it can do is reduce sensitivity of neurons. So, ibuprofen will cause what three therapeutic effects? Pain reducing, fever reducing. What other one? What do we call these NSAIDs? Anti-inflammatory. So the three effects of ibuprofen: fever reducing, pain reducing, anti-inflammatory. Now, what are the effects of acetaminophen? Fever and pain, no inflammation. It will not reduce inflammation at all. What we need to know besides that is that the maximum dosage per day is 4 grams. Yes, not kilograms. 4 grams per day, which is how many milligrams? Ooh, I got this one. I got it. You multiply by 4,000 milligrams per day. Now, when we say safe dose, what do we mean? What will happen if someone takes 4.1 grams? Are they going to die? No. What will happen to that person? Are they going to turn green? You're going to do what? Damage the liver. So giving more than 4,000 milligrams or more than 4 grams a day begins to damage a person's liver. Now, if you go over one day by a little bit, probably nothing serious is going to happen. But what we want to make sure is that our patients stay under that 4 grams per day. If a person has liver disease, how much can they take? Less. How much less? A half. So a person with liver disease can take 2 grams per day. Now, just like Demerol, acetaminophen, when it gets broken down by your liver, turns into poison. And 4 grams per day is the maximum amount of poison that your liver can handle. So that's why that is. Now, the important thing for us when we think about acetaminophen is that there's a lot of other drugs that have acetaminophen in them. So, like Tylenol PM. A lot of drugs will have, or NyQuil, DayQuil, they all have acetaminophen in them. So when you give a patient, tell this patient, hey, just take some acetaminophen, you need to make sure that you understand how much other drug they're on at the same time. Now, opioids are oftentimes given in combination with acetaminophen. So we have hydrocodone plus acetaminophen is Vicodin or Lortab. Oxycodone plus acetaminophen is Percocet. Propoxyphene plus acetaminophen is Darvocet. So anytime you see a word that ends in set, or if you know that this drug has acetaminophen in it, you want to be calculating their dose to find out how much they're really getting. And if they're getting too much acetaminophen, what are you going to do? You're just going to not give the drug? Or are you going to call the doctor and ask for oxycodone or hydrocodone without the acetaminophen? Now, acetaminophen comes in two doses: normal dose, regular strength, and maximum strength. What is the normal dose? What's the regular strength? Not. What's the aspirin's regular strength? 325. What's acetaminophen's normal strength? 325. So if you know aspirin's normal dose, you know acetaminophen's regular to strength. So 325 milligrams. If a person takes two, how much have they gotten? 650. How many times can they do 650 a day before they reach their max? Okay, about eight times. Now, how many times, or what's maximum strength? It's 500. So, if you take two maximum strengths, you've got 1,000. How many times can a person take two maximum strengths before they run out of their daily allotment? They can only take it four times a day. So, it's a big difference if someone's been used to dealing with regular strength, and now you switch them over to maximum strength, they need to understand that their safe dose, they can take it fewer times now because they're getting so much more medication in each dose. Yes? Tylenol 3. Tylenol with codeine. Or codeine with Tylenol. Yeah. All right, so just a little quick thing here. APAP is the... is the abbreviation for acetaminophen. ASA is the abbreviation for aspirin. Now, ASA stands for acetyl salicylic acid. So, aspirin we can use for pain. We can use it for mild or moderate inflammation. We can use it for fever. And we can use it for stroke and heart attack prevention. NSAIDs, like, give me the number one example. Ibuprofen can be used for pain, it can be used for inflammation, it can be used for fever, it cannot be used for heart attack and stroke. Acetaminophen can be used for pain, not for inflammation, it can be used for fever, and not for heart attack and stroke. Ibuprofen or naproxen, either one. Yeah. All right, now, it depends. If you have an inflammatory problem, then yes. Remember, Tylenol doesn't have GI side effects. So in terms of safety, acetaminophen is better. In terms of reducing inflammation, ibuprofen or naproxen are better. Now, what's the major difference between naproxen and ibuprofen? But one is usually orange, and the other one's usually blue. Yes, Aleve. Now, besides the color, what's the major difference between those two drugs? You should know this because you're nurses. And people are going to ask you, which one should I take? Say again? Sure. All right. What is the over-the-counter dose of ibuprofen? 200. Now, what is the prescription dose of ibuprofen? 600, four times a day, or 800, three times a day, for a maximum of 2,400. So 2,400 is the max per day. Is it easy to get that max per day using 200 milligram tablets? Sure it is. Instead of taking one 600, you would take three 200s. Instead of taking one 800, you would take four 200s. Nice and convenient. What's the normal dose of naproxen over the counter? 220. Now, the prescription strength of naproxen, the maximum prescription strength, is 550 two times a day for a total of 1,100. Now, which one is more convenient to take, two times a day or four times a day? Two times a day. Which one is more convenient to take, three times a day or two times a day? Now, is it easy to get 1100 from this? Is it easy to get to 1100 from 220? Only if you bite them in half. So, in terms of, you know, Americans like to, you know, what's the mat? What will kill me? Give me a little less than that. Yeah, if you're that kind of person, ibuprofen is your drug because it's easy to get to the max over the counter. If you're the kind who's like, you know, I really don't need the max, I just need some, then naproxen is much more convenient. So personally, I'm an ibuprofen man, but there are some definite advantages to naproxen. So, some people respond better to one or the other. Some people say, well, this one helps my menstrual cramps better, but this one helps my headache better. You know, up to you. But what we want to do is give people the tools to make their own choices, at least with over-the-counter stuff. All right, that is it for pain. So, how many of you are in pain now? You're in pain, or you have a question? All right, you should be able to do quiz three now. What we're going to do tomorrow and the next day is we're going to be doing electrolytes and acid-base balance. You know, so on the you'll also be able to take home number four after we're done with Thursday's class. Yeah, today's Tuesday. Get confused. So what we're going to do is I'm going to show you a little electrolyte worksheet. And I have a meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 3. So what we'll do is during that time, what I want you to try and do is start filling out that worksheet, and then we can talk about it. Because the class is so tight and abbreviated, I want to give you enough time to actually have processed through that worksheet some before you take your midterm, because electrolytes are going to feature rather prominently on that midterm. Yes. And then what? And then we'll do the rest of class.
I mean, after electrolytes, what's the second most prominent?
Well, that's the last thing before the midterm. That's the last thing before the midterm. So there is nothing else after that before the midterm. Health assessment. Yes, that's a very good point. Health assessment on Thursday. Today is cardiovascular, tomorrow is GI. Thursday will be a checkoff in health assessment class. We will have the lecture class as normal, and what we're actually going to talk about is diagnostic tests, like x-rays, all the different types of diagnostic tests. But for lab, what you'll do is you'll have a checkoff. Now, what we need to do is I need to get Dr. Masella or another professor to help check off so it doesn't take all day, because I can only do two people at once. So what it'll be is you'll get 10 minutes to do a skin, heart, lung, and abdomen exam on your partner. So it should only take about 5 minutes if you're practicing, but we give you 10 to do it. If you go over the limit, then you lose a few points. Actually, there are no points for the midterm. It's just to help you understand where you are in terms of thing. Not midterm, but for the midterm checkoff. So that's what we'll be doing for the lab. So there really isn't a true lab. So if we can get done a little bit early at those checkoffs, we can have some additional review time on Thursday.
Skin, heart, lung,
and abdomen. Any questions? All right, let's take a look just a moment at... Okay, in the PathoPharm one, there should be a little thing called labvalues.pdf. So it looks like this. And see, it says you must memorize these for your exams. So for this first midterm, all you have to memorize is the top one up here. Then there's a little guy called Worksheet Serum Electrolytes. And if you open that up, it has some worksheets that you can do to help you practice serum electrolyte interpretation. So tomorrow, as we'll start going over the electrolytes in class, and then at 2 o'clock when I've got that meeting, what I'd like for you to do is start filling out this electrolyte worksheet, and that way on Thursday we'll have something we can really talk about in terms of actually doing the interpretation. Because what we're getting into now is there's going to be less and less questions that are pure recall questions and more questions that are, you've got a patient like this, what are you going to do about it? What does it mean for the patient? What kind of symptoms do you expect to have? If you have this kind of symptom, how would you treat it? So it's a lot more analysis and application type questions, which means it's going to be that much more difficult. So really need to try and make sure we got it. Yeah. So print this out and bring it tomorrow, and you'll get a chance to start filling it out.
Would you say your meeting was tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 2.
2 to 3?
Yeah.
So we're just going to do this in our lab time?
Right. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll have the lecture. The abdomen one is, it's kind of a long. What we'll do is we'll have the lecture, then I'll go to my meeting. You'll have a chance to start doing the electrolytes. Then when I get back, we'll have a short lab. And then you get to go. Say again? Yes. Not only is the final cumulative. Let's talk about this word cumulative for a moment. Do you know how every day in class I ask you questions from health assessment? And in health assessment I say, remember in patho? Now, Nursing classes are comprehensive from ANP 1 and 2 and chemistry and micro and nutrition. So, you know, really, I mean, not like we're going to try and trick you up by saying, now here's a good nutrition question that we haven't covered. But you need to understand all of that to get where we are. And everything builds on it from here. So PathoPharm 2 is going to be comprehensive not only from itself, but from PathoPharm 1 as well. So yes, it is absolutely comprehensive, cumulative.
PathoPharm 2
next semester. Next semester, yeah. So it'll be nice for you guys because you'll just have come right off it. You'll be like, bam, I'm ready. I haven't forgotten anything. Those poor fools who took it last semester, they've had all summer to go, PathoPharm, what? I don't even remember taking that course. So, any questions? All right. See you guys in about an hour or so.